you heard in that report, really, he was so much bigger than basketball, wasn't he?
Well, bigger than life. I mean, the world's going to stop today, and as it should. This guy was, you know, first of all, thanks for having me on, but this guy was becoming legendary for his off-the-court work, breaking down games. He won an Academy Award for his animation projects. He was coaching his daughter and coaching youth. He really was an ambassador to the game. So, and not to mention, he was going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame later on this year in Springfield, Massachusetts. So it's just, it's devastating because he's a worldwide icon. From the day he stepped foot on the NBA floor to the day he retired, I just scored 60 in his last ever game. I mean, it's just absolutely devastating. I'm numb. There's no words to this. There's nothing you could really say about it. And also prayers up to his daughter, I believe Gigi, his 13-year-old daughter who was starting to take after her father and play the game of basketball. She was also part of that crash. And it's just devastating, man. Just don't expect anything like this. In my 37 years, this is probably the darkest moment in sports history in my lifetime.
Hey, Bonte, I was just going to say, because you grew up right in that era of Kobe Bryant in the NBA and what he did for the game, especially for kids. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, just for an example, I mean, I'm a public addresser. I was a public addresser down here at City College of San Francisco in 2010, from 2009 to about 2013. And every junior college team I saw come into City College wore the Kobes. He was their favorite player. All the players, a lot of players in today's NBA game, they looked up to Kobe Bryant. Personally, I remember when he declared to enter the NBA draft, and remember he was at Lower Merion, and just when he airballed in that first playoff series against the Utah Jazz in the elimination game, and everybody got on him, and he just came back with a vengeance. I mean, he was the guy after Jordan who most resembled Michael Jordan with all the moves, the fadeaways, the post-ups, and then what he did in China and worldwide and what he meant. To all the, you know, my little brothers were wearing Kobe jerseys. My cousins were wearing Kobe jerseys. He was their idol. So what he just meant to the youth, what he meant to basketball and the high school ranks, the youth ranks, I mean, it's just, you can't put it into words, the impact he had. And now you're seeing it all on social media, what he meant. And that's just half of it. You know, not everybody's on social media, but the impact he had, whether you loved him or hate him, you respected Kobe Bryant and you knew what he meant to the game of basketball.
Hey, Bonte, we only have about 45 seconds left. What kind of reaction will the Lakers have to this? What kind of tribute would you expect from them?
Oh, I'm going to expect a statue. I'm going to expect 24, number 8, his two jerseys that is retired at Staples Center. I'm expecting that to be on the jerseys moving forward. I'm expecting black tape, and I'm expecting the rest of the NBA to really dedicate the rest of the season to Kobe Bryant.